We're back on Show Me Today. Out of 100 bands competing from around the world for a spot to be in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, the University of Missouri Marching Band has been chosen to help kick off the holiday season. Marching Mizzou will dazzle the crowd at the 96th annual parade in New York City. Elisa Nelson talks to Marching Mizzou director Dr. Amy Knops.
We are off to a great start this season. Last night, we just concluded our over week-long Marching Mizzou band camp, and our students are now here all on campus. They are doing so well to prepare for this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And these students are not only looking ahead to our other performances this season here as we prepare for next Thursday's football game, but they're already looking ahead to November. And things are going very well.
So what are you most excited about when you think about your band performing in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
For me, the experience that the students will, you know, have, and they've earned that opportunity. They've earned this invitation. And this is something that they're going to carry with them for the rest of their lives. So that makes me incredibly proud of them, you know, because again, they earn this and they have the opportunity to step on the national stage to not only represent the University of Missouri, but the state of Missouri. And again, moving forward, when they turn on NBC, you know, on Thanksgiving morning, it's my hope that they'll think back to their time here in Marching Mizzou and the time when they marched in this historic parade.
Since the announcement came out that, I think this was back in, what was it, April 2021, when you found out that your band was going to be performing in the Thanksgiving Day Parade, have you noticed a change in your program in any way? Like, for instance, like interest in your program?
Yes, absolutely. Heightened interest, heightened retention, of course, because our students realize the importance of this performance, you know, because it's the first in our history of Marching Mizzou to be able to be part of this parade. And our students realize that this is a unique opportunity. So our students want to be part of this history. They want to be part of that performance. And yes, incoming students, you know, they are, and they have, you know, gone through a rigorous application and an audition process. And that number of audition requests and auditions and applications, you know, to become a member of Marching Mizzou expanded. And we have grown to 350 members. Last year, we're at 340, so we went just a little bit bigger. But this year, I either, unfortunately, waitlisted or declined over 250 people. So the students who earned a position in Marching Mizzou for this year, they realize how coveted those positions are and how rare it was for anyone new to have earned a position, so they feel that importance. Since my tenure started at the University of Missouri, you know, we have never had that large of applications and, of course, students that we waitlisted. You know, when I took over the program in 2017, we were 245 members. So here, you know, 6 years later, we've grown to 350. And so certainly, you know, this parade has heightened interest. But also the growth and stability of our program has also attracted these fine students and members from across the country and nationally as well.
Marching Mizzou director Dr. Amy Knops joins Show Me Today to talk about the band performing at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Can we expect a big splash of any sort? I mean, can you be that general?
When Marching Mizzou hits 34th Street for featured performance on live on NBC, it is going to be outstanding. And so we invite everyone in the state of Missouri to stay tuned for that moment where we take that performance live and broadcast our energy and our performance to essentially the world there live on NBC. En route, you know, to that televised moment, because that's actually at the end of the parade, we are looking forward to engaging everyone in attendance with our Mizzou fight songs and our traditional elements of what we do. We want to be really engaging. So we'll be performing our fight songs to the University of Missouri and a portion of the Missouri Waltz that will allow everyone in the crowd to be quite interactive with us. And so we're so looking forward to bringing our MIZ to NYC and seeing everyone dressed in black and gold. And I'm so excited to hear a lot of MIZs as we come down the parade route to that featured performance. And so this is something you definitely don't want to miss at all on Thanksgiving morning.
MIZ to NYC. I love that. That's fantastic.
That's what we've been saying. Absolutely.
Well, only three university level bands were chosen to be a part of this event. So this is huge. And the rest are high school and cultural bands. This is a huge accomplishment for your band. I just want to know personally, where was getting to this parade in your list of goals, Amy?
For me, it was nearly number one, because this is a special tradition for myself and my family, waking up on Thanksgiving morning. And I know it is for a number of families. And it is an incredibly special stage for marching bands across the country. And as you were alluding to, it is incredibly competitive. So, and especially even more so for bands at the collegiate level. So this was an incredible goal for, and an ambitious goal for Marching Mizzou. I knew it was one that we could accomplish. And I'm so proud of our students for earning that invitation. And I'm just so excited. I look forward to it.
That's great. Well, you should. This is huge. So what's fun? I know one of the things in the beginning was, you know, you had to start fundraising and getting that up and running. How's that looking for you? Have you reached your goal?
We are doing very well. And we continue to invite those who are able to contribute to our March to Macy's campaign. We're so fortunate to those who have donated so far, because it supports our students. It supports March to Mizzou, you know, getting them to and from New York City, allowing for them to have, again, this once-in-a-lifetime experience. And so we'll continue to, you know, fundraise to make sure that our students have the very best experience possible.
Do you have any particular fundraisers coming up, or is there a way, is there a website or anything where people can go to donate?
The easy thing to do is to join our text campaign. This is our March to Macy's text campaign, where you simply text the word marching to 41444. So again, that word is marching to 41444.
Okay, that's easy to remember. That's good. 41444.
Yes. We try to make it easy.
Yeah. Marching Mizzou director Dr. Amy Knops joined Show Me today to talk about the band performing at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. What can Mizzou fans and visiting football fans expect to see on the field from the band this season?
Well, you'll definitely see our continued level of performance, of high performance and execution from our students. Again, I was mentioning earlier that they just completed our week-long our Marching Mizzou band camp. They're working very hard. They are incredibly talented. So you'll see our high energy, impactful shows. And so we invite you to arrive to our games early, see our pregame show, and definitely stay in the stands for the start of halftime to enjoy what these students are putting on the field, both musically and visually.
Anything else, Dr. Knops, that you think is important for the Missouri audience to know about as far as Marching Mizzou and this season goes, and also the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
I think something that's neat to highlight that we're doing new this year is we are collaborating with Marching Health, because essentially our students, they're marching band athletes, because what we do is physically demanding, it's mentally demanding as we're performing, you know, on our instruments and with our equipment, and again, completing, you know, our halftime and pregame show. And of course, what everyone will see on the streets of New York City as we march down to 34th Street and to condition ourselves for that 2.5 mile parade. Again, we're partnering with Marching Health. We're one of four college marching bands to debut and initially work with a program called Halftime Hit, HITT, which is a college marching band workout to, again, condition our students and prepare them for the physical demand that is upon them to march 2.5 miles down the street of New York City. So we started that program just this past week at band camp. We had, you know, training specifically, you know, from one of the Marching Health health clinicians who has gone to, you know, New York City specifically for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. This doctor had worked with the Macy's band because yes, there is a specific marching band, you know, that Macy's has. It's basically an honor band for them that participates in the band each year. But that specific clinician was chosen for us and to help train us because of her experience, you know, at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. So this has been a new element for us that we are implementing this year in our class and again in our training. And it's been very positive, and I can see the impact it's made, or it has made, on our marching band athletes.
Marching Mizzou Director Dr. Amy Knops. And you can text MARCHING to 41444 to help with Marching Mizzou's fundraising going on so that they can participate in this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.